What if creativity wasn't a mysterious gift, but a deliberate skill you could master? Edward de Bono's groundbreaking work challenges our fundamental assumptions about innovation. While most of us have been taught critical thinking, few have learned systematic creative thinking. Yet in today's world, where competitors are equally lean and competent, creativity has become the essential competitive advantage. Organizations like IBM, DuPont, and Singapore's government have transformed their approach to innovation using de Bono's methods. The promise is revolutionary. Instead of waiting for random inspiration, you can systematically generate brilliant ideas on demand, turning creativity from an unpredictable event into a reliable process. Our brains function as self-organizing information systems that form neural pathways, like rainfall creating streams that channel future water. These pathways become efficient at processing familiar information, but create an asymmetry. We can instantly recognize a face, yet struggle to describe it in detail. This asymmetry underlies both humor and creativity. Jokes lead us down familiar paths before forcing an unexpected connection, while creative breakthroughs occur when we escape established patterns, as when Fleming noticed the bacteria-free zone around mold, discovering penicillin. Experience creates time sequence traps where information clusters resist disruption. The Wright brothers broke through the heavier-than-air-can't-fly paradigm by questioning fundamental assumptions. Recognizing our brain's pattern-making nature reveals creativity's logic and helps us develop systematic techniques to enhance it. Traditional approaches to creativity misunderstand what creative thinking actually is. We've confused artistic creativity, creating within established frameworks, with conceptual creativity, generating entirely new perceptions. While both are valuable, they require different approaches. The right brain, left brain model has been exaggerated to the point of hemispheric racism. Modern neurological research shows that during creative thinking, both hemispheres engage simultaneously. Concepts initially form in the left brain's analytical framework, but need transformation through right brain processes. Perhaps most damaging is the belief that creativity simply comes from releasing inhibitions. Many workshops focus exclusively on freeing people from constraints, but this is incomplete. The human brain isn't naturally designed to be creative. It's evolved to form stable patterns for survival and efficiency. Removing inhibitions only brings us back to baseline rather than enhancing creativity. The crazy genius misconception relegates creative thinking to something non-serious. While new ideas may initially seem outlandish, it's limiting to assume creative thinking must be random or wild. Lateral thinking uses provocation systematically based on the logic of asymmetric patterning systems, not random idea generation hoping for accidental utility. The Six Thinking Hats method provides a framework for focusing on one thinking style at a time. White hat thinking concentrates on information and data, what we have, what's missing, and what we need. For example, product development teams gather customer feedback, costs, and competitor analysis before making decisions. Red hat thinking allows expression of feelings, intuition, and hunches without justification. A seasoned executive might share instinctive concerns about a merger that later prove valuable despite lacking immediate logical backing. Black hat thinking prevents mistakes through critical judgment, identifying risks, and potential problems. It's valuable in moderation, but problematic in excess, helping teams spot regulatory hurdles and market risks when evaluating new ventures. Yellow hat thinking embodies optimism and logical positive views, seeking benefits and solutions. Unlike black hat thinking, which stems from our survival instinct, yellow hat thinking requires deliberate effort. Green hat signals creative thinking, calling for new ideas and possibilities. During these sessions, judgment is suspended to allow innovative solutions to emerge. Blue hat manages process control and thinking about thinking itself. ensuring all other thinking modes are used effectively and in appropriate sequence. Lateral thinking emerged from psychological studies, computer research on creative limitations, and medical research on self-organizing systems. The fundamental principle is that you cannot dig a hole in a different place by digging the same hole deeper. While vertical thinking builds logically from established positions, lateral thinking moves sideways to find different perspectives. Several techniques form the foundation of systematic creativity. The creative pause is simply a deliberate 20 to 30 second interruption in thinking to create space for new ideas. Unlike problem-triggered pauses, this intentional break builds creative habit. Focus is underappreciated yet powerful. Concentrating on overlooked areas can yield spectacular results with even modest creative thinking. This includes general area focus, new restaurant ideas, and purpose focus, improvement, problem-solving, or opportunity. Challenge differs from criticism. Creative challenge questions uniqueness without judgment, asking not "is this adequate?" but "is this the only way?" We then seek alternatives by blocking the current path, escaping dominant ideas, or questioning the process itself. Provocation systematically produces creative discontinuity. Unlike normal thinking, where reasons precede statements, provocations work in reverse. Statements come first, and their effect provides retro-justification. De Bono invented Poe as a signal for statements meant not to describe reality, but to provoke new thinking. Several provocation methods exist. The escape method identifies and negates assumptions. We take for granted restaurants have food. Poe, restaurants do not have food. This might inspire indoor picnics where patrons bring their own food. The stepping stone method includes reversal, opposite direction, exaggeration, extreme measurements, distortion, altered relationships, and wishful thinking, impossible fantasies. Random input connects unrelated words to your problem. A cigarette, Poe knows, provocation sparked the idea of placing seeds in cigarette filters so flowers would grow from discarded butts. After creating a provocation, we use movement to develop useful ideas, flowing forward, regardless of correctness, through extracting principles, focusing on differences, imagining implementation, identifying positive aspects, and exploring special circumstances. Implementing creativity in organizations requires unwavering executive support. Without active CEO endorsement, even promising creative initiatives falter. Organizations can pursue everyday creativity, seamlessly integrated into normal thinking, and specific creativity, deliberate application of techniques for particular challenges. The creative hit list serves as a formal strategic tool for systematically identifying areas requiring creative attention, proactively identifying opportunities rather than reacting to problems. Successful implementation requires a dedicated process champion with organizational energy, administrative abilities, sufficient seniority, interpersonal skills, and team-building capabilities. Looking ahead, organizations need formal concept management systems, treating innovative ideas with the same rigor as financial assets. DuPont's Center for Creativity, positioned near the CEO's office, demonstrates the institutional commitment required. In today's hyper-competitive landscape, where technological capabilities and quality standards are increasingly commoditized, the ability to generate novel concepts will separate market leaders from followers. Companies like Apple, Tesla, and Amazon demonstrate how systematic creative thinking can reshape entire industries. Serious creativity has evolved from a nice-to-have into a strategic imperative for any organization that aims to shape its future rather than merely react to change.